The Four Sons of Horus, Facsimile 2, Figure 6. Article by Stephen O. Smoot, John Gee, Carrie Muehlstein, and John S. Thompson. Published in BYU Studies Quarterly, Volume 61, Issue 4.
Figure 6 of Facsimile 2 of the Book of Abraham was interpreted straightforwardly by Joseph Smith as representing this earth in its four quarters. Based on contemporary 19th century usage of this biblical idiom, see Revelations chapter 20, verse 8, Joseph Smith evidently meant the figures represent the four cardinal points, north, east, south, and west. This interpretation finds ready support from the ancient Egyptians. The four entities in figure 6 represent the four sons of the god Horus, Hapi, Imseti, Duamutef, and Kebesenuith. Over the span of millennia of Egyptian religion, these gods took on various forms as well as mythological roles and aspects. One such role was, indeed, as representing the four cardinal directions. Quote, by virtue of its association with the cardinal directions, end quote, observed one Egyptologist, quote, four is the most common symbol of completeness in Egyptian numerological symbolism and ritual repetition, end quote. As another Egyptologist has summarized, quote, the earliest reference to these four gods is found in the pyramid texts, circa 2350 to 2100 BC, where they are said to be the children and also the souls of the god Horus. They are also called the friends of the king and assist the deceased monarch in ascending to the sky. The same gods were also known as the sons of Osiris and were later said to be members of the group called the Seven Blessed Ones, whose job was to protect the netherworld god's coffin. Their afterlife mythology led to important roles in the funerary assemblage, particularly in association with the containers now traditionally called canopic jars, in which the internal organs of the deceased were preserved. The group may have been based on the symbolic completeness of the number four alone, but they are often given geographic associations and hence become a kind of regional group. The four gods were sometimes depicted on the sides of the canopic chest and had specific symbolic orientations, with Imseti usually being aligned with the south, Hapi with the north, Duamutef with the east, and Kebesenuith with the west. End quote. This understanding is shared widely among Egyptologists today. James P. Allen, in his translation and commentary on the pyramid texts, simply identifies the four sons of Horus as representing the cardinal directions. Manfred Lurker explains that, quote, each of the sons of Horus had a characteristic head and was associated with one of the four cardinal points of the compass and one of the four protective goddesses, end quote, associated therewith. Geraldine Pinch concurs, writing, quote, the four sons of Horus were the traditional guardians of the four canopic jars used to hold mummified organs. Imseti generally protected the liver, Hapi the lungs, Duamutef the stomach, and Kebesenuith the intestines. The four sons were also associated with the four directions, south, north, east, and west, and with four vital components for survival after death, the heart, the Ba, the Ka, and the mummy, end quote. They were the gods of the four quarters of the earth, remarks Michael D. Rhodes, and later came to be regarded as presiding over the four cardinal points. They also were guardians of the viscera of the dead, and their images were carved on the four canopic jars into which the internal organs were placed. Yet another Egyptologist, Martin J. Raven, argues that the primary purpose of the sons of Horus was to act as, quote, the four corners of the universe and the four supports of heaven, and only secondarily with the protection of the body's integrity, end quote. The association of the sons of Horus with the earth's cardinal directions is explicit in one scene where, represented as birds flying out to the four corners of the cosmos, they herald the ascension of King Ramses II to the throne. Imseti, go south that you may declare to the southern gods that Horus, son of Isis and Osiris, has assumed the crown, and the king of Upper and Lower Egypt, Usermate Setepenre, Ramses II, has assumed the crown. Happy go north, that you declare to the northern gods that Horus, son of Isis and Osiris, has assumed the crown, and the king of Upper and Lower Egypt, Usermate Setepenre, Ramses II, has assumed the crown. Duamutif, go east, that you may declare to the eastern gods that Horus, son of Isis and Osiris, has assumed the crown, and the king of Upper and Lower Egypt, Usermate Setepenre, Ramses II, has assumed the crown. Kabasenuif, go west, that you may declare to the western gods that Horus, son of Isis and Osiris, has assumed the crown, and the king of Upper and Lower Egypt, Usermate Setepenre, Ramses II, has assumed the crown. While Joseph Smith's succinct interpretation of Figure 6 in Facsimile 2 might have left out some additional details we know about the sons of Horus, whose roles evolved over the span of Egyptian religious history, it nevertheless converges nicely with current Egyptological knowledge.
About the authors. Stephen O. Smoot is a doctoral student in Semitic and Egyptian languages and literature at the Catholic University of America. He previously earned a master's degree from the University of Toronto in Near and Middle Eastern Civilizations, with a concentration in Egyptology and bachelor's degree from Brigham Young University in Ancient Near Eastern Studies, with a concentration in Hebrew Bible and German studies. He is currently an adjunct instructor of religious education at Brigham Young University and a research associate with the B.H. Roberts Foundation. John Gee is the William Bill Gay Research Professor in the Department of Asian and Near Eastern Languages at Brigham Young University. He has published extensively on scripture and ancient studies. He has served on the boards of national and international biblical and Egyptological organizations and as the editor of an international multilingual peer-reviewed Egyptological journal. Carrie Muehlstein is a professor of ancient scripture and ancient Near Eastern studies at Brigham Young University. He received his bachelor's degree from BYU in psychology with a Hebrew minor. He received an MA in ancient Near Eastern studies from BYU and a PhD from UCLA in Egyptology. His first full-time appointment was a joint position in religion and history at BYU Hawaii. He is the director of the BYU Egypt Excavation Project. He was also a visiting fellow at the University of Oxford for the 2016-2017 academic year. He has served as the chairman of a national committee for the American Research Center in Egypt and serves on their Research Supporting Member Council. He is the senior vice president of the Society for the Study of Egyptian Antiquities and has served as president. He has published and researched on Egyptological topics and Book of Abraham topics for over two decades. John S. Thompson obtained his BA and MA in Ancient Near Eastern Studies, Hebrew Bible, from BYU and UC Berkeley, respectively, and completed a PhD in Egyptology at the University of Pennsylvania. After more than 25 years as an employee of seminaries and institutes of religion, most recently as the coordinator/institute director in Cambridge, Massachusetts, he currently researches and writes for Scripture Central. This is an audio production of BYU Studies, read for you by Braden Johnston and Malin Glade. BYU Studies publishes scholarship informed by the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. For more information and access to articles, essays, and more, visit byustudies.byu.edu.